That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
JPC and Aaron, what an exciting day. This is a huge, huge day for Hey Riddle Riddle, for our Patreon specifically, and for Penguin Baseball. This is going to be our first annual Penguin Draft. Now, JPC and Aaron, as you've been told, there are 37 eligible Penguins on the board to be drafted, each one with a hilarious name, a different build, a different base of skill sets. So we're very excited. JPC, do you want to start off and let us know the name of your Penguin team, what city they are located in, and maybe just a little bit about what you're planning to do with the organization?
Yeah, I got the Pittsburgh Penguins because it was cheap and it was available.
Makes total sense.
That's the one that I got. We're in a rebuilding year because we are building our roster for the first time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to focus on putting a strong squad together and then fundamentals, just absolute fundamentals all the way down.
Smart. And what's your, I think I know, but I have to ask, what is your mascot for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
The Pittsburgh Penguins mascot is Wild Style the Horny Penguin. It is a penguin wearing a full Guy Fieri cosplay. It's a big hit with all of the people in the stands. People really love seeing Wild Style the Horny Penguin out there on the field.
And Aaron, just so you're aware, Wild Style has not yet been drafted. He is amongst the draftees. So
excellent. Good to know.
It would be a big fuck you if you were to draft Wild Style. Mm-hmm. Might be interesting. Aaron, why don't you let us know your organization's name, what city they're based in, and maybe just what you plan to do with the organization?
Our team name is Mr. Popper's Penguins, and the city is my house. And I'm really hoping to really become the villain of the league.
I think by saying Mr. Popper's Penguins, Mr. Popper's Penguins, I think you're targeting a certain demographic that I think will be thrilled.
And I know what I'm doing. I'm whistleblowing, and I know exactly who's going to hear the whistle. I know exactly what I'm doing.
Perfect. Sorry, I missed. What city is this located in?
Just my house.
Just your house. Okay.
Right.
I'll have
no
to check with the...
No sports team has ever been sort of run out of a house before.
Wow.
We thought we'd give it a shot.
I have to check with the commissioner. Okay, I'm looking in a mirror. Adel, is this cool? Go with me. And Aaron, who is your mascot or what is your mascot?
This is awkward. It is the same as JPC's.
Wild Style, the Horny Penguin.
It's Wild Style, the Horny Penguin. He's sort of dressed like Guy Fieri and he's very horny. Gets the crowd going.
I can't blame you for that, Aaron. He's a very popular mascot. A lot of teams are adopting Wild Style. I got news that the Philly Fanatics have drafted Wild Style. The Baltimore Orioles.
The White Sox.
The White Sox are using Bulls. Wild Style now.
I'll go ahead and tell you all.
The sky. Chicago's just kind of passing Wild Style around at this point.
Well, Penguins can't fly, so the sky might be dangerous. My organization that I'm starting, this will be a three-organization league. My team is the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Penguins. Now, obviously, we're hoping to grab Wild Style, the Horny Penguin kind of dressed like Guy Fieri, but we will have to see.
It doesn't make any sense for yours, though.
Yeah, truly, it doesn't make sense for yours.
And we are, of course, located in Santa Fe. It is time to go ahead and start the draft. We'll let out the Penguins from the holding pen. Oh, no.
Adel, why did you all of a sudden slam the holding pen shut and then put your back up against it?
No. I'm stretching for the big draft. We should not have held
Speaking
the draft.
Speaking of big
in
draft, what's that gust? What is that gust coming from the holding pen?
I made 37 pot roasts, and they're in there where the Penguins were supposed to be. So the Penguins are on their way. The Penguins...
Where I'm at right now is if we never ask, we never need to know. What happened to these Penguins?
Putting my finger to an empty ear. Yes, I'm just getting a call. There's a cargo plane that's going to drop off the Penguins. But meanwhile, let's dig into these pot roasts and let's pivot to a different type of episode.
As long as when you open that gate and the Penguins do come out, there's a penguin with a little goatee glasses on the back of his head. So not like covering the eyes, but just kind of like wearing them like you could put them on.
Yeah, of course.
And spiky little blonde hair. As long as that penguin's
in there. Who supports gay marriage, famously.
And is famously off the chain.
Uh-huh.
As long as he has a restaurant in Times Square.
Advocates for restaurant workers and advocates for a maximum load of donkey sauce. We're all good.
Maybe I'll be the New York donkey sauces. Well, we'll have to see. Meanwhile, while we're waiting for the cargo ship to drop off those penguins, why don't we do, I don't fucking know, let's do public access.
Oh,
let's do a public access episode.
Are you sure? Because I'd rather keep talking about Wild Style, the horny penguin.
Aaron, of course we'd all like to keep talking about Wild Style. He's clearly going number one.
I think why we have to pivot, Aaron, is I think that all the penguins died in that holding pen. That's the impression I get.
No, there's 37 pot roasts.
That'll buy more penguins. I think you should circle back to this episode concept in the future. I would like to draft
definitely
penguins
circle back
that don't
to public
exist
access.
To a baseball team that doesn't exist.
Public access should return. We should do that for an eighth or ninth time or whatever. But let's stay on the penguin thing for today.
Okay, maybe we just draft these pot roasts. And just as a fun joke, I did zip up these pot roasts in penguin suits.
Good.
So you're telling me that for the last 5 minutes, I've been thinking of funny penguin baseball player names for nothing? I'm never going to need those?
Well, let's hear a few of them.
Cinnamon Stick, Teacher Road.
Wild Style.
Well, this is going to be public access number 8, which is too many.
Wow.
But let's still try and have fun.
Yeah, and we'll post every single drawing you send in of a penguin dressed like Guy Fieri. We'll check out our Instagram. Everyone who's drawn one, we have reposted it.
And when we say post, what we mean is we will mail them to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
And demand Biden release the penguins.
That's only one way to overthrow a government. A successful way. They're like, this is so scary. We have to shut the whole thing down.
I do think we're early enough. We're early enough on in the penguin baseball organizing phase, in the birth of penguin baseball. I do think we're early enough on that we could just make it that instead of, like, you know how baseball players have uniforms? We could make it that all the penguins have to dress like Guy Fieri.
Wait, I have an idea. Is there any like computer program or coding thing we could do that, like, if JPC and I were to actually draft fictional penguin baseball players that you make up, that it could, we could like place them in their positions and it will simulate a game based on like skill levels and stuff. And then all of our listeners can be in a fantasy draft of those players, and then we can take it dead seriously.
So
is that possible?
That would have to be, yes, it's possible. We would have to program something like that, which would be, I'll say this, difficult with our skill set. But one thing that we could do is we could come up with, I don't know, how many penguins do we need? How many penguins on a baseball team?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know.
Because we have three teams. Yeah. So is it just humor? Humor
I have one of those waves of blacking back into my life. And that was very sobering to hear
you
say that.
What? Do you need 18, 12? How many?
I want to say 14, but here's the thing. We have three teams.
On
my team, your team, Aaron's team. Mm-hmm. And we have, it's already
26.
Seven. We have 37 penguins.
What's 26 by 26 times by 3?
Then we're going to have to change the game slightly because we only have, I can't stress this enough. We could only source 37 penguins. Now, there might be some
maturing. We can come up with 78.
Now, adult, you were never going to have a baseball league with 37 penguins, my man.
I don't know what to tell you. There's 37 eligible to play. If we want to dip into under 16 penguins, which I do not think is, they're not ready. They're not mature enough. They're going to strike out every single time.
Wait, now under 16, is this bird years? Like, how fast do they turn the appropriate age? How long do I have to wait in human years to get these young penguins in the game?
Let me Google this. How long do I have to wait for a bird to turn?
Okay, I have so many ideas. I need to get them out there. And then people... Okay.
Hold on. For a bird to turn 18?
Okay. Looks like I have a virus on my computer. Hold on.
Cursed. A cursed Google search.
I just got a virus on my computer.
Google search.
I think the Google, if you've ever been to the Google offices in either Chicago or LA, I think, or where, not LA, what, Silicon Valley or whatever, there's like a giant wall or LCD screen that shows in real time Google searches. And I would love if someone is in the lobby waiting for a meeting at Google and it pops up, how long do I have to wait for a bird to turn 18?
And they go, oh, hey, Riddle is recording right now. So cool. Okay. I have so many thoughts I have to get out or I'll die. But JBC, yes, you go first.
Well, so what we can do, we can put all the penguins in a spreadsheet and we can come up with stat lines. So we'll probably just need like the three most important stats would probably be... Now, are there RBIs in penguin baseball? That's another thing. We don't have the rules quite yet.
There are RBIs, but they're not. It doesn't stand for runs batted in. It stands for Robins, Blue Jays, injuries. So your Got RBIs it. Would be your Robins or Blue Jays who are injured. Now, Robins and Blue Jays, we can sort of help bulk up the cast, bulk up the rosters with other
That's
birds.
Interesting.
Okay, so maybe we could have... skill positions where it's like a flamingo might be a good center fielder.
Adel, penguins only. What are you doing?
Aaron, in 20 years, you're going to hate that you said that.
No. I'm the villain. Oh my God, I'm the villain.
Here's what I'll
say. We're not going to have an Airbud situation.
You're so right. Oh my God. I literally was like, no women.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.